Purchase Orders Roadmap. The process of placing purchase orders is used for the bulk of an organization's purchases. Some items that are below a monetary threshold may alternately be purchased using a corporate credit card, while strategic or other more important investments may use other types of contracts. The process starts with a purchase requisition, which needs to be approved. Once approved, a purchase order is created. This results in an open order in the organization's systems. Various types of purchase orders, or e-procurement, are discussed next. After the order is received and accepted, the invoice is reconciled and approved for payment, and this part of process is also discussed. Placing orders. All types of purchase orders, or e-procurement, constitute a legally binding contract. Two elements of a legally binding contract are contractual offer and contractual acceptance. The first occurs when a purchase order is transmitted. The second occurs when the supplier acknowledges the purchase order. Purchase orders. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a purchase order as follows. The purchaser's authorization used to formalize a purchase transaction with a supplier. A purchase order, when given to a supplier, should contain statements of the name, part number, quantity, description, and price of the goods or services ordered. Agreed to terms as to payment, discounts, date of performance, and transportation, and all other agreements pertinent to the purchase and its execution by the supplier. A purchase order is used for an initial or one-time transaction, so it needs to contain all of the details of the sale and all terms and conditions, as described in the definition above. Most purchase orders are electronically submitted, such as through a cloud-based system, but multiple paper copies could also be sent. In either case, multiple functional areas need to receive information on open purchase orders. Blanket purchase orders. A blanket purchase order is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a long-term commitment to a supplier for material against which short-term releases will be generated to satisfy requirements. Often blanket orders cover only one item with predetermined delivery dates. The blanket purchase order replaces shopping for competitive bids for the duration of the contract or use of multiple purchase orders with the same supplier. Use of blanket purchase orders is the simplest form of efficiency improvement a purchasing functional area can make because it significantly reduces ordering costs. The blanket purchase order contains all master terms and conditions, so these parts of the contract do not need review again until the expiration of this master contract. Routine order releases are used for individual purchases under the blanket purchase order. These releases specify the delivery date and receiving functional area, since these can differ from release to release and cannot be on the blanket purchase order. Important things to negotiate in a blanket purchase order include quantity discounts, delivery lead times, quality, and other terms. It is important for both the buyer and the supplier to forecast the anticipated demand for the materials. Over the course of the agreement, which is often 6 months, 1 year, or now often for longer durations, suppliers use this demand information to ensure that sufficient capacity or inventory will be available at a reasonable cost. Renegotiations can address quantity trends, new prices, new quantity discount schedules, or supply of different items. Blanket purchase orders need exit clauses related to poor supplier performance. E-procurement. E-procurement can be used to place orders. This is addressed elsewhere, but involves auctions, reverse auctions, exchanges, or portals. Reconciling and approving invoices for payment. As the receiving and payment process in Exhibit 3-19, a purchase requisition needs to have a check and balance in the form of a supervisory approval. An approved requisition results in a purchase order. Once the supplier provides the goods or services, receiving does a three-way match to verify that the quantities and other details on the purchase order in the receiving report match the packing slips and the invoice. When the purchase order is initially created, finance creates an accrual, which is basically a temporary record of the intended payment. After a correct three-way match, the accrual is removed, finalizing the transaction in the system so the payment can be released. If everything is in order, the order is approved for payment. Exhibit 3-19. Receiving and payment process. Receiving is not a value-added activity in the eyes of customers, so it is best to minimize the time spent on the step. While receiving is responsible for counting all the units and inspecting them for damage, the use of digital photos of the goods and regular communications between the parties can speed this process. It might use random sampling for very large shipments, as well as automation such as barcode readers on conveyor belts and so on. Receiving can also develop partnerships and find ways to certify to key suppliers that inspections aren't needed.